SBS عربي 24.
أقام نجم نادي ريتشموند للفوتبول الأسترالي AFL بشار الحولي دورة تدريبية على المهارات القيادية لفتيات مسلمات لكي يكتسبن مهارات في الرياضة والقيادة والثقة بالنفس. وقد أقيمت هذه الدورة هذا العام بعد توقيع اتفاق شراكة مع نادي الكريكت في ملبون MCC. تحدثنا مع بشار الحولي وسألناه عن أهداف هذه الدورة فقال:
focuses on four key pillars, health and well-being being one, also decision making, making good decisions in life, and ultimately being positive role models for the next group of girls that are growing up. So you know, hopefully we can instill leadership skills and finally their identity as who they are as Australian Muslims living in this country, you know, standing up and being proud of their identity.
وأضاف النجم بشار الحولي قائلا إن بعض الشبيبة في الجالية المسلمة قد يشعرون أنهم معزولون إلى حد معين، ولهذا السبب يحاولون أن يزرعوا الثقة في نفوسهم. وقال إن المهم هو تشجيعهم ودفعهم إلى الانخراط في نشاطات رياضية من أي نوع كانت، فليس بالضرورة أن تكون رياضة الفوتبول الأسترالي، فالأهم أن يتمتعوا بلياقة بدنية وصحة جيدة.
Yeah, no, but we do physical activity every single day. So one of our sessions was a football session. We had two AFLW players take a session for about 2 hours. The girls loved it. We understand some of the girls do play local football, and we respect that. And some of the girls choose not to because they choose not to, or their parents are not fully supportive of it. We want to make everyone feel very inclusive and feel safe that they can go out there and play and do things in a girls' environment where everyone's comfortable. And we do other like circuits, boxing, Pilates. You know, we try to activate their bodies and hopefully motivate them to step out of this program. And if they don't do any form of physical activity, to go out there and stay fit and active.
ويضيف بشار الحولي قائلا إن البرنامج يركز على النوعية وليس على الكمية، فمن المهم أن تستفيد المشاركات من النشاطات والتدريبات بحيث يستطيعن بعد ذلك أن يصبحن قياديات في مجتمعهن وينقلن هذه المهارات إلى فتيات أخريات.
We've chosen 22 girls for this program, you know, it's very similar to the boys' programs. We get over, you know, 200 applicants, registrations for this program, but unfortunately we can't take them all in. But hopefully these girls can, you know, spread the message and what the knowledge they've learned, and then next year, you know, there's another group of girls that will come in and you know, and share their values.
يذكر أنه تم تدريب 22 فتاة من أصل 80 قدمنا على الدخول في هذا البرنامج هذا العام. وتحدثنا أيضا مع فتيات شاركنا في هذا البرنامج وعبرنا عن سعادة كبيرة وعددنا المهارات التي اكتسبناها مثل الثقة بالنفس والقدرة على التعبير والتعاطي مع الآخرين.
أنا عبير موسى.
عبير موسى، خبريني شو تعلمتي؟
علمنا كيف بنشتغل مع عالم مثل من كل الملبن، وشفنا كيف مثل كل حدا شكلهم وكيف بيشتغلوا مع بعض.
تعلمتي يعني مثل leadership skills؟
Yeah, leadership skills. You know, just كمان الفوتبول كمان علمنا وكيف مثل بنحكي مع بعض وهيك شيء.
بسطتي بهيدي الدورة؟
بسطتت كتير.
شكرا. عرفيني على حالك؟
أنا اسمي ميساء. I'm 16 years old. أنا بحب الفوتبول كتير. لعبت for 6 years.
AFL or soccer?
AFL.
Well, how did you find this training? كيف لقيتي هذا التدريب؟
كان مليح. حبيته كتير. تعرفت على all the different girls من all around Melbourne. وكلهم عندهم a lot of respect. I can't wait to see him again, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, what's your name?
Jana.
How did you find this training?
This program was an awesome opportunity to learn leadership skills about how to become a good Muslim leader, because there's not many in our community. And Basha would always give us talks on how to improve our lifestyle and become proud Muslims as well.
How? Like, can you give me an example?
And we had good skills, so he taught us how to play footy, but most importantly we learned about our identity and Islam, and we became stronger Muslims.
Do you think he's a good role model? Do you look up to him?
Yasmin. He helps us with Islamic stuff, helps us become better Muslims, and also footy. and he gives us so much like, you know, information and how to be like strong pride Muslims.
How did this program change you? For example, 3 days ago you didn't know what you know now. How did it change you? What are the things that you're taking away from this program?
To become a better leader as a young Muslim girl, to be proud of who we are and not to worry about what people think about us because we're Muslims or whatever. Just to be proud of who we are, our identity and our leadership. He also taught us about a lot of respect and respecting ourselves and respecting the girls we're around.
To do what we love.
And to just do what we love, and but to never forget that, our identity and our Islam in our football.
استمتعوا بمزيد من القصص باللغة العربية عبر زيارة موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic.